Unit 8, page 87, exercises 5 and 6.
With us today on Psychology Now, we have Dr. Lin Chan. Dr. Chan has recently written a book about failure and how we can deal with it.
Actually, it's a book about success, because failure is part of success.
Right.
Think of it this way. We are only human, so we all make mistakes. We make mistakes at school, at home, at work, in our relationships. The difference is in how we deal with our mistakes or how we react to failure.
So, it's more about our attitude towards failure?
Yes, it is. Are you someone who thinks, I'm just not good enough? I always have bad luck, so I'm giving up? Or are you someone who takes responsibility and says, hey, maybe I can do this in a different way? Or I'm going to try a new approach.
I see. So we should try to stay positive. That's difficult. I know I've made some silly mistakes in life. It's hard not to feel negative afterwards.
We've all done that.
Here's a question. Do more intelligent people make fewer mistakes? Or maybe it's just luck if we don't make many mistakes in life?
No, I don't think either of those are true. If you want to be successful, effort is more important than intelligence and luck. If you think about famous success stories, often people only achieve success after they have experienced quite a few failures. The important factor is they keep on trying. They never give up. It's effort and determination that count in the end.
For example?
The writer J.K. Rowling. She's one of the most famous authors in the world, but her first Harry Potter book was rejected by 12 publishers. She actually posted the rejection letters on Twitter. She wasn't angry. She just wanted to teach her fans an important lesson about success. Then there's the basketball player Michael Jordan. At the beginning of his career, he was dropped from his school team for being too short. But he kept on trying, and eventually became the incredibly successful player that we've all heard of.
That's interesting to hear about J.K. Rowling's letters on Twitter.
Yes, I think her message is this. Failure is just a stage on the road to success. It's part of the journey. If you think of your mistakes in this way, you're more likely to be successful. If something doesn't work out, just pick yourself up and continue. As Thomas Edison said, every wrong attempt is another step forward.
Wise words indeed from the inventor of the light bulb.
Exactly. His determination and refusal to give up led to inventions which revolutionized the 20th century.
Thank you, Dr. Chan. And if you want to find out more, Dr. Chan's book is available in all good bookstores across...